Thanks for calling the customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, I had a fraudulent charge on my account. And anyway, they told me to tell y'all. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Okay. So I need you, I need you to verify your first and last name and your full shipping address.
Janet Griffin, 2012, Brookline Drive. Alabama, 35226.
Okay. One moment.
They said it was some order, but I've never ordered anything. We're in our 80s, haven't been out in a couple of years. Don't have anybody that knows our cards, I don't think. We didn't order anything. We didn't receive anything.
Okay. So, yes, the account is still loading. So
it's what?
I said it's still loading.
Yes,
ma'am. Just one moment.
Hey, Gary, get Anne Marie and tell her I'm on the phone.
Call from Eastman D. Call from Eastman D.
No.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So the account is pulling up. I just have to re-explain all of the charges. You know, since you are stating that it is fraud, you never placed the orders for them. And I can track the shipment. Now, I show here that on December the 12th, you paid $5.74 to receive our tactical bag. The tactical bag was sent out on December the 13th. And a tactical bag is like a little military-grade bag that you scrap in front of you. And I'm showing it was delivered December the 21st.
Yeah, not here. I don't even know what a technical bag is, and I didn't order anything and didn't receive anything. And we just sleep there by ourselves. My husband's in a wheelchair, and I'm 85 years old, and we don't order.
Well, may you verify your email address?
I'm janetgriffin6@aol.com.
Well, yes, ma'am. That's the email address we have on file. And can you verify your phone number?
205-572. 5065.
Yes, ma'am, that's the phone number. Okay, so if you are stating that it is fraud, what we can file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are going to be forwarded for pending further investigation. We're going to track the original IP address that the order was placed from because it's showing it was delivered. So we're going to track the original IP address and make sure that it's not associated with any address that you just with the addresses that you just verified. And then we'll track the exact device, whether it's a phone number, like a phone, desktop, laptop, iPad. We'll track the exact device in which it was made from as well.
Okay.
And we'll make sure that the account is canceled.
Yes, and somebody used my computer to do that, or they did a...
But see, we'll do that in our fraud investigation. We'll get to the bottom of it, and we'll make sure. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That would be great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. One moment.
I had one fraud about a month ago. They did a dollar from some country. That somebody said, it was American Express, said they were doing it from some country.
So just one moment, I'll make sure that the account is fully canceled out today, okay? And I'm going to fully refund it.
You said it was a military bag?
Yes, ma'am. Tactical bag you scrap in front of you.
That's unusual, isn't it? Somebody to order a military bag. Where are y'all located?
I'm located in Tennessee.
Oh. Did you have freezing weather?
Yes, ma'am. It actually has started snowing already.
Oh, we didn't get snow.
Yeah, it's already started snowing here.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, I guess it's nice. If you're stuck in the house, it's beautiful.
Yeah, but it's cold now.
I said we're so lucky because we're so warm. We've been in the house for like 2.5 years because of COVID, and we're in our late 80s. So it's not so bad because we're plenty warm. We've been plenty cool.
Yeah.
Summer and warm in the winter when half the world really in trouble or don't have power, don't have water.
Right. When I look, I have successfully gotten there, made sure it was canceled, and also I did fully refund the $5.74 and the $67.32. The refunds does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. But I have successfully made sure that the account was canceled out.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And was there anything else I can do for you?
No, I appreciate it. I'm sorry you're having to work this late, but thank you.
It's okay.
That's okay.
Well, look, thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.